If you love the look and taste of those little neon green shamrocks in your Lucky Charms, this may come as disappointing news. General Mills has announced it's dropping artificial colors and flavors from the cereals it makes. That includes Lucky Charms and Trix.
General Mills is one of the biggest and most successful food companies in the world, with dozens of immediately recognizable brands.
But like all food companies, it's having to navigate a landscape where food tastes are changing fast and familiar products no longer hold as much sway with consumers. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Inside a test kitchen at General Mills' research facility in Minneapolis, a food developer cuts open a bag of frozen vegetables and empties them into a pan. This is a new line of Green Giant products coming out this summer.
So this one here is our Indian spice lentil. And opening it up, you can look in there and you can see the mixture of the vegetables and the lentils.
Christine Shearer says before now, Green Giant vegetables were sold in cans or frozen, and they were heavy on sauces like broccoli with cheese. But the new products are meant to be sautéed, which gives them a lot more texture than microwaved vegetables.
I always thought I hated Brussels sprouts when they were boiled. But sauté them up, get a little bit of that caramelization on it, the browning, the seasoning, and then there's some bacon in there. Bacon makes Brussels sprouts wonderful.
Shearer was part of a team at General Mills that recently worked on updating Green Giant, which sells some 140 different kinds of vegetable products. More than a century after it was founded as the Minnesota Valley Canning Company, Green Giant remains one of the most famous brands in the world.
Valley of the Jolly,
ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
At a time when many consumers say they want to eat healthier foods, Green Giant might seem to be in a strong position. But consumers are increasingly demanding that their vegetables be fresh, and they want to know where they came from. Nikki Wee was shopping at a farmer's market in New York City today.
It's just much more satisfying to come to a market and buy all this fresh produce from the farmer instead of picking up a bag at the freezer section, too.
This new interest in fresh foods has slowly eaten away at frozen food sales, says Justin Massa, founder of the research firm Food Genius. And customers aren't just drifting away from the frozen food aisle. Massa says they're increasingly seeking out new and different types of food. They're savvier about what they eat and more comfortable with diversity. And this is hurting a lot of traditional brands.
I think there's been pretty dramatic shift across the grocery industry in the last 5 years. There's kind of very few sacred cows in the grocery store.
Massa says sales of traditional cereals, for instance, have stalled over the past 5 years. Ann Simons, chief marketing officer at General Mills, says that the slowdown in growth leaves companies with a choice. They can cut costs by merging, like Heinz and Kraft did earlier this year, or they can try to increase revenue with products that keep pace with consumer demands. Simons notes that General Mills has recently introduced gluten-free Cheerios and low-sugar Yoplait.
We personally believe that in the long term, our shareholders, our employees, the consumers we serve will be better off if we remain focused on innovation and growth, while at the same time very responsibly managing our cost structure.
But General Mills has also purchased smaller, more innovative food companies like Cascadian Farms and Annie's. In part, Simon says, because their entrepreneurial culture encourages innovation. Simon says this is an exciting time to be in the food business. But for big companies like General Mills, it's also challenging. Justin Massa says big companies hoping to prosper have to make big bets.
They're going to add a new capacity to a manufacturing plant. That's a $30 to $75 million investment. They need to make really, really big wins when they make those big bets. And that's just harder and harder to do.
Massa says big food companies often serve as stewards of iconic brands, keeping them going year after year. But if they want to grow, they also have to find a way to keep those brands relevant to modern consumers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.